You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
As the Tefillah Tzachav Yalav Shalom, pray to Ribono Sholam to have a child. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that the Tefillah that Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik, that means from the observant family, prays to Hashem, is much greater than Tefillah that one that is not from an observant family. So the discussion here is, Rivka Imenu Alah Shalom was from a family that they're totally against belief in Hashem. So now the question is, which is greater, to be in a family that they were not observant, and then on your own, you create a belief to Hashem, or the one that raised in a family that they had a belief in Hashem? Which is greater?
The first one who had to create.
But here we see it's opposite, that actually the tefillah that Yitzhak Avinu prayed to Hashem was accepted, not Rivka Imenu's tefillah. If you say that the one that repents, that comes back, as the Gemara brings, that those that they repent, they have a status that even the greatest tzaddikim, they don't. So why here we see that instead of Rivka Imenu's tefillah, as he says, Vayat Elo, that means Hashem answered him. So why should it be greater? So let's see. Yitzhak Avinu?
Of course, he was willing to sacrifice himself for Hashem.
I know, but here, see, they both prayed to Hashem. So one stood in one corner, the other one stood in the other corner. But here, the result was that Hashem answered him. So, Vayater Lo, that means his tefillah, Yitzhak's tefillah was accepted. So, let's see which one has a greater challenge. So, like, let's say somebody that was raised in a family that they don't observe keeping kashrut, that means eating kosher food. So then he decides, you know, I'm only going to eat kosher food. What kind of challenges he goes through?
Criticism.
Right, so that means he has to find new friends, right? So then he cannot eat in his uncle's house or aunt's house. Is that easy?
No.
It's not easy. How about the one that did, you know, keep kashrut all his life? Does he have any challenges? No? So let's say a doctor or a lawyer's son. So what do they expect from the lawyer's son or doctor's son?
To follow in their footsteps.
So now if, like, let's say he decides to sell shoes. So what people are going to say? So what? Your appa is a doctor. He's a lawyer. You're going to go sell shoes? What's wrong with you? No?
The Rabbi makes more money.
No, money is not the point here. So he has lots of stress, no?
Yes.
So which is a greater stress? The one that made Teshuvah, or the one that was raised in a, like, let's say, rabbi's son? What do they expect from him?
To be a rabbi.
So that means the one that was raised in a observant family, it seems like he has a greater challenge than the one that became observant. You agree?
No.
No, a lot of the challenges that the Baal Teshuva would be facing is to not to repent, but rather to equalize whatever that has happened in the past, rather than a person who's grown up in that life. He's a pure neshama that could, when he prays, go straight up.
No, we're talking about the difficulty that either one goes through. See, the one that made it to Shura, so okay, fine, he finds a group of new friends and, you know, your family for a while, they bother him, and that's it. That's it, you know, we find the right path, and that's it. But the other one, this is the challenge that he has now through his whole life. So what are you doing? Where are you going? You know, are you studying? What university are you going to go to? The same thing like, let's say, Rabbi's kid. It's the same thing. So he had explained, actually, even the credit that is given to the one that repents, yeah, that's great, you know. But the one that was in a family of observant, following the rules, comparing Yitzhak Avinu and Ibrahim Avinu, so Yitzhak Avinu, as we see here, he became Olat Temima. What does it mean? Ibn Sholam didn't permit him to go out of the state. You know what that is? No more visa, no more passport. Why? Now you're special, you're unique, and that's it. So now, rest of his life, that means he has to be watched, you know, to not even have a second thought to go off the path. So that means it's a very delicate life that he has to constantly to be aware of. So to explain that actually that was the reason that Yitzhak Tefillah was accepted. Why? Because when you race in the right path, to stay in the right path is the greatest, greatest challenge. It's not easy because you have so much distraction that could pull you off, chas v'shalom, matter of a second. And that's why we see here the credit that is given to Yitzhak Avinu is much, much greater than Ibrahim Avinu. Even though that she cut off and then, you know, she found the right way, but still, the one that was raised in path of Torah Mitzvot, to stay in the path of Mitzvot, is a very, very great challenge. And that's why he has such a great zahut. He has such a great zahar. And that's why we see here, on the contrary, that we would have thought that obviously, because the men of Tefillah should be accepted, we see it's not so. Hashem is like, you know, that we have Siyata Dishmaya all the time.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.